Believe it or not, today's feast of St. John of the Cross is very much connected with our gospel reading, which was the gospel reading also for Sunday. So if there's a little repetition here, please feel free to fall asleep. The first thought about the gospel reading is, you know, how could John the Baptist, after he's seen the Holy Spirit descend upon Jesus after his baptism and proclaimed him to be the Messiah, you know, even proclaimed him as the Messiah to his own disciples, you know, how in the world could he be having these doubts about Jesus? So much so that he sends two disciples over to Jesus to ask him, are you the one who is to come, or is there going to be another? And the easy answer to that question is John has been spending all this time in prison. And he's kind of had a lot of time in prison to think about Jesus and Jesus's ministry. No doubt John, as a very good Old Testament prophet, has been thinking, you know, what the Messiah should be like. And he's thinking the Messiah should be like, well, sort of like him, but sort of with a lot more miraculous power to bring about the new Jerusalem. That's probably what he thought. And so, you know, we know how John addressed the Pharisees, right? You brood of vipers, you know, who told you to flee from the wrath that's to come? Well, Jesus is not like that. In fact, Jesus is going around doing very peculiar things. Number one, he's preaching the unconditional love of God. More on that from St. John of the Cross in a moment. And number two thing that he's doing is, of course, he is, going and meeting with tax collectors and sinners. And he's not only meeting, he's going to their houses for dinner. And, of course, that means he's experiencing table fellowship and family with them, the sinners. I mean, John is just thinking, this guy, there's something wrong with this guy and his whole approach. God has unconditional love. God is the father of the prodigal son, sitting down with tax collectors and sinners, and he's doing all kinds of other things, you know, and instead, you know, of striking the Pharisees just deaf and dumb, you know, he's allowing the Pharisees to plot against him. And so John is, you know, he's thinking the new Jerusalem's got to be imminent. You know, there's got to be a little destruction going on here, a little, you know, bit of, you know, God getting justice in the world, and it's just not happening. And he's beginning to think, oh my gosh, something's wrong, made a big mistake. So he sends these two disciples over to Jesus, and of course, Jesus tells John the prophecy from Isaiah. He says, you tell John this. The blind see, the deaf hear, you know, the lame walk, you know, and he goes through the whole Isaiah prophecy. Now that Isaiah prophecy, no matter what you think, that is a unmistakable messianic prophecy that needs a fulfillment beyond Israel coming back from exile. And John, as a good Old Testament prophet, he knows it. So what Jesus is telling John the Baptist is, I am the fulfillment of the Isaiah prophecy. Don't worry. The blind really are seeing. Every day I'm healing them. The deaf really are hearing. Every day I'm healing them. I'm the fulfillment of the messianic prophecy. And at the end he says, and blessed is he who takes no offense at me. In other words, John, don't worry. You know, don't take offense at me, right? Don't, you know, be scandalized that I'm not doing things according to the old plan. I'm not the old plan. I'm the new plan. And you're going to be fine. Don't take offense at me. You're going to be fine. I'm the guy you think I am. I've got the Holy Spirit. I'm the fulfillment of the Isaiah prophecy. I am the Messiah and so much more, the Son of the unconditionally loving God. Now you think, well, what has that got to do with St. John the Cross? Everything. Everything about this great mystic, this great reformer of the Carmelite order, the centerpiece of John's mysticism is the unconditional love of God. And what he recognizes mystically in this, right? I mean, the ascent of Mount Carmel is all about this. The spiritual canticle is all about, right, reaching the pinnacle of the experience, the mystical experience of God's unconditional love. And especially, right, John has his reflections on the unconditional love of God in his Living Flame of Love, which of course is kind of like this, pinnacle work that he has written. But the most interesting thing that just so compares with God's unconditional love, John's experience of the unconditional love of God and Jesus Christ, is the aspect of humility, that God is humble and that God has humbled himself completely in order for us to know him, in order for us, as it were, to relate to him, because he loves us and wants nothing more than through his humility and his humble love to bring us to himself. That's the pinnacle doctrine. If you get that, you get John of the Cross. All the stages of prayer, all the various, things about spiritual direction, all the various complexities about mysticism, it's all hanging on one truth. God is unconditional love, which is exactly what we get from, of course, Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is the Messiah, as he said to John, a Messiah and much more, the Son of God, the Son of the unconditionally loving God. Amen.